Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. It's programming you can't hear anywhere else, and we need your help to keep it on the air. KSJE Farmington. Join us today at ksje.com/support. Fifty-one Thursday morning here on KSJE. We have an extra segment for you this week because of a great project happening a week from Saturday at the Aztec Museum in Pioneer Village. Tell me more about it. Debbie Olson is here. She is the project coordinator for the Aztec Museum in Pioneer Village about the Survivor Voices program. And Debbie, good morning. Welcome to KSJE.
Good morning, Scott. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Thank you for talking about this really exciting and innovative project that you have brought to all of us and gotten support from the museum and a lot of other community partners, I think, to really try to capture and preserve some of these important stories about the Long Walk, right?
Well, kind of. It's not so much about the Long Walk, and that's been the biggest misconception that we've had.
Well, see? So the media is not helping, but let's fix that right now.
Okay, what we are doing is we're calling it Survivor Voices.
Yes.
About 30 years ago, I did a stories about the Long Walk, and at that time, I found out how very, very important oral histories were to preserving the Navajo side of the story.
Mm-hmm.
Anglo side, there was like tons of records and letters. Navajo, not so much because of the oral tradition. So we're now a long way out from that period of time, and people have gone back to their homeland, and they're living a Navajo life. We would like to capture the stories of these people, the descendants of the survivors.
That's the idea.
They're very short conversations. Mm-hmm. They're not like an hour long. Most oral histories are very comprehensive. These are done on the StoryCorps model, and they're only like 30 minutes long. So we're asking people things like, tell us about where you grew up. Were there some cultural traditions that you really enjoyed? And getting people to talk about those type of things. So
I
it's
see.
The descendants of the Long Walk. Now, so if people want to talk about the Long Walk, they can talk about anything they like.
Okay.
We're not limiting it, but it's really more of a present day. Or actually elders, because our ways of life are all changing.
That's true. Very true. And so that's what you're the folks that you're looking for, I guess. And you've got this event, as we mentioned, on a week from Saturday, which is going to be May 18th, from noon to 5 p.m. You'll be all set up at the Aztec Museum to record these stories as well that day.
Correct. That's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to give a short presentation. And then we have five stations set up throughout the village. Some people will be courting in the bank, some will be in the church, some in the schoolhouse. And we're going to do these recordings all day until about 5 or 6.
Okay.
And they will be saved, not just at Aztec Museum, but we are going to be uploading them to the StoryCorps Library of Congress database.
How about that? And so we've got a little a video about StoryCorps for folks
yes.
who maybe aren't familiar with what that is. And so let me see if I, through the technology here, let's see if I can do this, right?
But that would be wonderful.
We'll see what we can do. But I think it's here. And hold on, everyone. If we can do it and listen
there
to it.
One of the questions on my list, right?
Anything you want.
Okay. So what were you like as a kid?
I was pretty weird. I didn't want to do anything but watch TV. And I spent a lot of time by myself. But I always liked talking to older people, like the waitress at the luncheonette near my house or my grandparents. I remember when I was just a few years older than you, your great-grandpa Abe and your great-grandma Rose and her sisters came over to our apartment for Thanksgiving. After dinner, I found this tape recorder lying around. And somehow I got the idea to interview them. I didn't have a clue what I was doing, but I recorded their voices and stories, and I saw how much they loved being listened to. A few years later, your great-grandpa and your great-grandma and all her sisters passed away. But I remembered I'd made that tape, so I went looking for it, but I couldn't find it. Even now, when I go to your grandma's house, I go looking for that tape, just hoping it's going to turn up.
I don't get it. Why do you keep looking for it?
Because it would make me so happy to hear those voices again, and I'd love to play that tape for you. You know, doing that recording really taught me something. You can find the most amazing stories from regular people. All you have to do is ask them about their lives and listen.
Really? That's it?
Yeah, it's simple. We can learn so much about the people all around us, even about the people we already know, just by taking the time to have a conversation. And if you pay just a little attention, you'll find wisdom and poetry in their words.
Do people really want you to ask about their lives?
Yeah, they do. Most people love to be listened to because it tells them how much their lives matter. All you need to ask are questions like, who is the most important person in your life? Or what are you proudest of? Really, listening closely is simple. When you're curious, treat people with respect, and have just a little courage to ask the important questions, great things are going to happen.
And there you have it. That is the idea behind StoryCorps. And my guest, Debbie Olson, is here. She is basing this project on Saturday, May the 18th, on the StoryCorps model. That's kind of the idea, right?
That's correct.
Gotcha. Not an official StoryCorps project.
There is. StoryCorps goes around the country and records, but they can't go everywhere. So they put together this great do-it-yourself.
I just start back.
And that's what we've been using. I've talked to them. I've taken their classes.
Okay.
But we are not employees.
Right.
We are not them.
But gotcha.
It will be in their database preserved forever. They have 80,000 voices already preserved.
How about that? How about that? And again, the idea, too, is that the voices that you're looking for this project are somewhat unrepresented in the world scope, I think, right, of this period of time and those stories from that period of time, those descendants, even present-day stories from the Navajo Nation are kind of few and far between.
I believe that's correct, and we're trying to expand that. And
right.
I do think doing it orally is very important. I think when we do oral storytelling, we're really sharing our humanity in a very powerful way.
Exactly. And so, again, this is happening on Saturday, May 18th, from noon to about 5 p.m. at the Aztec Museum, Pioneer Village. If you or someone in your family has a story that you would like preserved and to share, I know Debbie would love to hear from you and love to meet you and the other volunteers who are putting this together, because it's you and a bunch of other folks.
The community has really come. Aztec High School, the college as well.
Wonderful. There,
we have a lot of different participants, the Aztec Library. So it's become a community project, and we're very happy about that.
How about that? And so if folks aren't available on the 18th, but they still want to maybe reach out and get their stories preserved, there would be an opportunity for that too, not just on this one day.
That's correct. We're going to do it this one day, but then going forward, the Aztec Library has received a grant to build a sound studio, and they're going to be using it for oral histories, podcasts, musical performances, but also to continue this work if someone would like to call them and schedule a time to go in. Angela Watkins,
yes,
is the head of the library there at Aztec, and she will be presenting at our presentation as well.
Very
letting
cool.
People to know.
Got you. And so afterwards, are you going to maybe give us an update on the stories that you've compiled, or what do you think after you get all these recordings in? What's the next step for this?
Sure. The next step is to upload it to the Library of Congress so people mm-hmm. can download it forever. We will have these available if students would like to use them as a project going forward.
Okay.
And that type of thing.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very, very exciting. And of course, just a brief mention about you and your history. I mean, you're a journalist. You know a thing or two about stories and putting things together. Talk a little bit about your career.
Oh, my career. I have bounced all over the place, but I spent about 7 years here in Farmington. And that's when I was tapped to do the Long Walk Project. I'm not Navajo, obviously, and there wasn't a whole lot of 30 years ago about cultural appropriation, so I was allowed to write it. Since then, I've just worked in journalism for the last, you know, four decades, on and off. And one thing I learned through all that is that everybody has a story. And that's what we're hoping to save.
Very true. Very true. Well, Debbie, thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
And talking with me about this important project again a week from Saturday, May 18th. I hope.
Correct.
You
and
have
all free.
Full house. All free. That's
all
an important
free.
Part
yes.
of this as well, to preserve your family's history, perhaps, right?
Exactly. Imagine how cool it will be if someone 40 years from now gets to listen about you, your life. It would be so cool.
Exactly. That would be wonderful. Very good. And thanks to the Aztec Museum and Pioneer Village for their support with this project as well. Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you.
You're welcome. My guest this morning right here with me on KSJE, Farmington, New Mexico. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.